Says KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs. A pro-Israel doctor from Denver has made the ballot to represent the city in Congress. The U.S.-Israeli relationship has been a contentious topic in the race. Democratic nominee Milat Kiros has called for a full arms embargo and has been criticized over her remarks around the Boulder firebombing attack. In an interview with Colorado Matters, Dr. Shimon Blau was asked if he believes what's happening in Gaza is a genocide.
Now, there are also many organizations that do not believe that it's a genocide. Sometimes I feel like the term gets changed, the definition of the term gets changed specifically so that Israel will fit that bill. War is terrible. It is. The death of any civilian, any child, is horrifying, and it's not something that I believe in.
Organizations like Amnesty International, Human Rights Watch, Doctors Without Borders, the International Association of Genocide Scholars have all called Israel's actions a genocide. Blau says he wants to focus on health care reform and universal health care. An Aurora High School is at odds with the National Hockey League over the use of its logo. CPR's Tony Gorman reports that the Smoky Hill High School Buffaloes might have a new look in the future as a result.
The Cherry Creek School District received a letter from the NHL over the use of Smoky Hill's Buffalo logo. The school uses the Buffalo Sabres trademark goat head logo with green added in. The district said the school's nickname and colors won't change, but they won't sell any merchandise with the current logo this fall. There's no timetable on when the school or district will decide on a new logo. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Andrea Chalfin in Colorado Springs.